I went to see Lilies of the Field last night.
I'm reading the book right now.
Sidney Poitier's performance was fabulous.
I'm right at the part where he's starting to build the chapel.
Oh, I won't ruin it for you.
Good morning.
Good morning, sister.
She's burning up. Grace? Should I call Dr. Adam?
What do you want to do? Just call me. Should we take a look?
I can't stop the bleeding. She's turning blue. We almost lost you, Grace. You should have let me go. Gardening, Doctor?
Just repotting this Salvia divinorum. Thriving as it should, and I'm determined to revive it.
I have every confidence.
You will. I worry less for your plants than I do for your patients.
But, I mean, since you appear to be all thumbs, surely one of them is green.
I beg your pardon?
The French girl, Grace.
She nearly died this morning because of you.
Are you talking about?
The sterilization that Sister Jude ordered. You botched it, Arthur. She's been hemorrhaging.
Sterilization?
The nurses have stabilized her for now, but if she takes another turn, I might have to send her to a real hospital. Or let her bleed out. Which I suppose is the real alternative. We can't really afford to let the outside world get a look at your handiwork now, can we?
I performed no sterilization, Sister.
No, Arthur. You bet your old tricks. All of her girl parts have been scooped out.
I must say I don't care much for your insinuations or your tone. As the head of this institution, I demand to be spoken to with at least a modicum of respect.
That's right, Arthur. You really think you're in charge? You touch me again, you will die. Clarifies the chain of command, Arthur.
May those create of less and in our hearts.
You know what you need to do. You know it in your heart. Time to be brave and do the right thing and don't blow your one chance. Somebody's got to be the hero, so why not you for once in your miserable life? You know you're nothing but a filthy drunk. You never take nothing from nobody, and you can't. Shut up! Shut the hell up!
Warned you about your dirty mouth.
That wasn't to you, sister. I was talking to the voices in my head. They get real loud sometimes.
cursing won't help silence anything.
You're right, sister. So what's it gonna be? A line for pure shit?
Or the legacy of a brave, heroic soul?
No, sister. These slices look a little uneven.
What are you talking about, Miles? They look fine.
I think there's something wrong with the slicer. Let me take a look at it. I'm real good with the machines.
Got the bleeding start, but he's going to need stitches. A lot of them.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Sister Church is going to be very angry with me.
What was that supposed to mean?
It's a name.
Only like English.
It's not. It's ancient Aramaic. It's Miles. That name on the wall. How do you know it?
What it is. I can't even read it. Why would I write it?
Did you summon her?
Summon her?
We should get him stitched, sister.
Fine. Once that's accomplished, put him in isolation. We will avoid this kind of behavior.
Get this wall struck at once!
Careful not to open them stitches. You all right, Miles? Just for one night, Miles.
I mean this room, Frank. I mean this world.
You know who I am, Miles. You summoned me.
I did.
I'm here to help you, if that's what you want. Shall I kiss you, Miles? Shall I kiss you? And make this all go away.
Who's there? Who dares look upon Jahan? Show yourself. Do what you have to do, now leave. What are you that you can look upon me? I'm just a simple nun. A nun, perhaps. But not so simple. Something else resides in you. One like me. A fallen. Cousin.
I am no cousin of yours. Now leave this place. You're not wanted here.
I was invited, unlike you. Do you know why you seek me out, cousin?
I don't seek you out, but you do, or some part of you. The part that used to be pure.
The human girl you've taken hostage sings to me.
No, Miles! Will you release me? Can you release me?
Oh, shut up, you stupid sound!
two nights a year. I like it. We have work left to do. So do I. We'll meet again.
Grievously ill, Grace. There's an infection coursing through your body, probably caused by a botched hysterectomy.
I've been accused of having committed this savagery. Both you and I know it's not the truth. At this stage, it would be easier just to let you die. But I will not be the one to take the fall for this. It will require a strict regimen of medicines and around the clock here. But you will live, Grace. If only to set the record straight.
Everything accurate as far as you can remember?
Yeah, I said these things, but I didn't confess. It was a head shrinker trick.
Kid, they're going to play the tape for the jury. And if I hear what this says you said, I convict.
Did you talk to Grace like I told you? I mean, she can testify that she saw Alma. My wife is not dead, and it proves I didn't do it.
First of all, she's a patient in a mental institution. So what she saw is not likely to convince a lot of people. Second, they tell me she's real sick. She might not even make it to the hearing. The one way I saw for you to avoid the electric chair, Dr. Dressler took away. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't change his mind. I'm not telling you to lie, but if you started to act like maybe we could build a defense to get 12 people to be convinced that that you can't tell the difference between right and wrong.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
You heard me call. I think I can do this anymore. This would be better. I used to be scared of it. But I'm not.
Just let go. I'm right here with you.
No.
Talk, don't you?
If that's what you want.
It is. Priscilla, I want you to know that I'm not angry.
What happened before was wrong. It was very wrong, and I don't blame you. It was my fault. The truth is, I probably shouldn't have brought you here in the first place.
What do you mean?
If there's one thing you should know about me, Ron, it's that I'm tenacious. I don't like to give up. That kind of stick-to-itiveness has served me and my patients very well, but sometimes it also prevents me from acknowledging when I've reached an impasse, like the one I think we've reached here.
An impasse?
Don't look so frightened, okay? I don't want to hurt you.
I want this to be as painless for you as possible, so I will give you a choice. I can either cut your throat or I can strangle you. I don't believe in guns.
Christ, what am I saying?
It doesn't matter how we do it.
We'll put you out. You won't feel a thing.
Please, no.
Fighting. You'll be reunited with Wendy. You remember Wendy? Don't you? You jumped in the car.
I'm sorry. I had to get away from him.
Did you ever fight with your boyfriend? What'd you do to him?
Nothing. What makes you think it was my fault? He almost killed me. And he's not my boyfriend.
Yeah. Of course it wasn't your fault. Women are always the victims.
Could you please just take me to the police?
Oh, is that how it works? You get into my car, and then you tell me what to do?
Please stop the car and let me get out.
That's right. That's what you bitches do. You get out, you leave,
you abandon ship at the smallest sign of a storm. But what are you going to do? You're going to get out of a car going 50 miles an hour? Be my guest. Go!
Why are you doing this?
Why did she take 10 years of marriage and flush it down the toilet?
Why did I catch another man screwing my wife in my own bed? I didn't do anything to you.
You brought this on yourself.
No. Not you. Not after everything.
I can't take it anymore. The lies. Betrayal, the cheating. It's all gonna end.
Try not to move. You'll be in terrible pain. You've had quite the adventure. The police said the car accident was horrific. I'm afraid it was fatal for the driver. But you're safe now. Back to Briarcliff, where you belong.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I'll call an ambulance.
No.
What? Yes. Yes. Yes.
Mama. No.
What? What?
Oh, no. No.
You alive in there?
Hold on.
Jesus, you even know you're not up for 10 minutes.
Hang on. Excuse the clutter.
Where were you last night?
Last night?
We had a gig at the White Rose.
Oh.
Didn't show up.
Oh.
We had to go on without a sink.
Ah, shit. I've been a little under the weather.
I can see that. You might want to open the window. It's pretty ripe in here.
How'd it go?
Went great. And Barry called his cousin and she got to about a third set. Just a little something to tide you over. You're out of the band, Judy.
What? Just one gig?
It's not just the one gig. You've been slipping for a long time. We all noticed it. And it got real clear last night after Barry's cousin filled in.
Barry's cousin? What? She's Dinah Shaw all of a sudden?
She don't have to be. She was on key.
He's been trying to get his fat cousin in there for months now. Now, this is a conspiracy. This is a conspiracy against me.
I'm sorry.
Wait, hey, what do I have to do? Come on. Come on, Leah. Tell me what I've got to do.
Stop it.
Come on. I can make you feel
real good. You
want to
kill me? What
is that?
Stop it. You smell a bomb. There's a card in there with a number. Detective wants you to call it.
What?
Yeah, there was a hit and run a couple blocks from the club. Last Thursday night, a little girl got run down, and cops on the nose if anybody saw anything. You take care, Judy. We'll see you around.
The journey continues tonight for the
Excuse me, miss. Is everything all right? Are you hurt?
No.
He was investigating you.
I saw his papers, I'll show.
A 15-year-old unsolved hit-and-run case.
How did you know about that?
I know everything. I was in your head, remember?
Let's go, let's go, white man!
Don't even think about coming back here, Judy.
You might want to start running now.
Oh, Jesus.
How far do you think you can get?
Oh,
I left a bottle of, Kentucky.
Something other for you.
I left something else there for you, too.
Your song was different this time. Much more plaintive and piercing.
Never trust a drunk. I'm just a little girl who cried wolf.
Did you sick me yet? I come when I'm called. It's what I do, Jude. I don't judge. I never judge.
What was so different this time?
So different the night Casey left me, the night before our wedding. When I told him he'd given me syphilis and I'd never be able to have children.
I forgave him. He just stared at me like I didn't even exist.
Called me a liar and a whore.
All I ever wanted was my own family,
my own children to teach and love. Why didn't I die that night?
You were young. You still had hope.
And the night I killed the child. The night I ran over that little girl and threw. Why not that night?
That was when God revealed he had a plan for you. He gave you a calling.
And now he's taken it away. I
been living on borrowed time, haven't I? Sooner or later, he was bound to figure out. I never really rose to his challenge. I'm still just a drunken hole.
And a murderer. Trying to disguise my darkness under that miserable black cloth.
You deserve some peace, dude. You deserve a peace befitting your extraordinary, tireless efforts to find meaning in this life. How long can you live on free coffee and crackers, dude? The winters here are long, and they're very cold. And the whiskey won't keep you warm. It just rots your insides. Peace is so close, sister.
Maybe we should call Briarcliff. At least they could give her a bed for the night.
Sorry, she's a fussy baby, this one. So you were saying you were Missy's teacher? Hank, you bringing that coffee?
I got it, dear. Here you go.
Okay. I know you have to get to work, so I'll only take a minute of your time.
So, you were her teacher, you say?
No, actually, I'm a nun.
You don't look like a nun.
I mean, they're not always in their habits. He's a little old-fashioned. So you were her Sunday school teacher? I remember her little blue coat. Oh, yeah. I bought that for her because she pitched a full-on fit in the middle of Filene's basement. That girl could not take no for an answer. Right, Hank? The truth is, Mr. and Mrs. Stone, I came here to tell you a story about you, darling. And I want...
What a night. Big bus accident. Three people dead. Everyone else a bloody mess.
Oh, sweetheart. She stayed through the night? Oh. Only woke up once and I went in. It's Mommy. Oh. You keep up what Missy does the night shift. Oh, Missy, this is Sister... what'd you say your name was?
Yeah, Missy. Little Missy. With the blue coat.
Who are you?
Confused. I thought someone ran over you. I thought you died out there on the street.
You mean back then when I was a girl? Oh, forgive me. All these years I've been lighting candles for your soul and your parents. You see, the accident happened right about the time I was thinking of joining the church. And it was one of the reasons that led me to take the vows. And recently I've been struggling with my faith, wondering if I really belong in the church. And it made me think of you and your tragedy. I thought, thank you. And here you are. Hank struggled too. For a long time, he wanted to get revenge on the bastard who ran her over. But I told him, Hank, how Missy came home to us with a few broken bones. We get to live with our daughter. The monster who left her there has to live with himself.
Where is Sister June?
I need to speak to Sister June.
All right.
I'll see to her. Where is Sister June?
I need to speak to Sister June.
Sister June is no longer with us. I'm in charge now.
You?
That's right. No. You simply must take a minute.
You don't understand.
Dr. Kretzen is an earring.
He's a murderer.
He killed Wendy.
Wendy?
My Wendy. And all the others. It was him. It was threats and right from the start. It was him. You have to send for the police. You have to stop him.
Calm down.
Get back in bed, please, or I'll be forced to get Frank to restrain you.
No. I can't get Jane out of here.
You don't know what happened.
I know you've been in a very, very serious automobile accident, and you're confused.
I'm not confused. I am telling you, Kit Walker is innocent. Oliver Thredson is bloody face.
Have your work, bloody face.
He admitted everything to me. What he does to them.
I believe you.
You do?
Yes.
Please enter. He cannot know that I am here.
No one knows. No one knows that you're here.
Now please, just stay safe. You have to go to the police. All of the evidence is in his basement.
I understand.
Where he violated me.
You're safe now.
How is she?
She's still very confused, I'm afraid. She claims that Dr. Thredson attacked her. She claims... She insists that Kit Walker is innocent.
Now, state police got a different opinion.
Kit Walker escaped custody. He's a fugitive. Water on him, shoot on sight.
My gracious.
Brink of death. You should be convalescing. Didn't you hear? I'm Dr. Ivan's little miracle.
Yet I open my eyes and I'm still a Bradcliffe. Can't say that's much of an improvement.
You make the best of what life gives you. Come, Grace. Go to your family, sister. I'm going to crawl out of my skin if I have to lay on that bed again. When I'm done cleaning, you'll have to go.
Actually, you have to go now.
What are you doing here?
I couldn't let you die, Grace. Come on.
Help!
I can hurt you.
Grace, stay away from her. Back up, or I'll shoot you.
Walker, I'll shoot you. You would like to see you.
Are you ready for me?
Thank you.
evil in the modern world.